Moving on to transport, the Artario fleet has been delayed for years, costing taxpayers an estimated £5.5 million a month. What specific pressure are you putting on the government to get these trains into service?
Well, actually, we've been raising this issue for quite a period before South Western Railway became a government operated service. It's been going on for years, as you rightly say. These were supposed to be operating back in 2019. But a whole series of delays caused by software problems, disputes with the unions, training problems, all the different excuses that have been rolled out have meant that local commuters from in my area and across the southwestern area have not had these new trains and carriages that were promised and would make the daily commute that's much more comfortable and reliable. So we've got to put more pressure. My colleague Paul Kohler, who's not just the Wimbledon MP next door, but he's also the Liberal Democrat transport spokesperson, he's been really pushing hard on that. He's revealed that the cost of mothballing, of not getting this fleet into service, is costing the taxpayer over £5 million every month. So we really need both South Western Railways and the Department for Transport and the government to get its act together far quicker.
Well, Kingston residents are obviously now facing ULEZ costs, and some say that bus services are unreliable. Do you think they're being unfairly forced to rely on cars despite climate goals?
Yeah, we need to have a much better public transport. We have got some good public transport, but it should be improved. Just as we were saying with trains, we should need to do that with buses. And you know, we've been campaigning to restore and expand buses, particularly certain routes. There's always been a bit of a battle which we've been waging to make sure bus routes to Epsom Hospital, particularly from the south of the borough of Kingston, are there. And one thing we need to do is work, get TfL to work more closely with Surrey County Council, because quite a bit of the borough, particularly in the south, has a border with Surrey. And so there are bus routes that go across the border. I also think the national government needs to give local authorities like Surrey County Council powers to franchise service and simplify funding in the way that actually has happened in London. And many people believe that means that bus routes could be restored, new routes added, particularly actually in rural areas in Surrey. So there's a lot that could be done. And I'm afraid the Conservatives just didn't get on with it, and this government is dragging its feet.